leads off with a question just on the whole idea of the dual quarterbacks. You have Manuel, you have Tool. As you've sort of begun your preparations for this game, what do you see from both of these guys in terms of challenges that they'll present to you?
Well, I certainly think that, Buffalo's offense in general has a, tremendous scheme and philosophy that they are trying to implement in the quarterback position. As you can see throughout the preseason, it's kind of, just been an integral part of that. We'll being able to plug in and still be very successful in that system. So I think the system they have is really, has been run really well. I think both quarterbacks, obviously, doing a good job in the system and offer a lot of challenges for us, this weekend. Guys that they try to fit into what they do offensively, and, both of them done a good job of really doing that. And I think like every week you try to prepare your best to handle, all the different scenarios that could come up.
Matt, how much did you find yourself sort of in a flashback-type situation to 2001 to 2003, turning on the film and maybe seeing Syracuse orange helmets there as you sort of studied this scheme? Because as we know, this packet's coming over from Syracuse with Doug Marrone, and so there's probably a little bit of a tie-in there in terms of what they're doing.
Well, obviously, Syracuse is home for me, so that's always it's always good to see Syracuse. But really what we're focused on is the Buffalo and what they're doing, currently. And obviously you're trying to get a grasp of the offense that they're running, which is, a system that they've had in place, obviously previously with Doug and with Coach Hackett. So you try to go through all those different avenues and see what they're doing and try to explore and make sure you're prepared. But obviously, the Buffalo system and the players that they have is really what we're concentrating, focusing on right now.
Matt, this is Anthony Glizia with the Boston Globe. With the Jets and the Bills signing quarterbacks like Geno Smith and Manuel, did it help to have the defense get a look in camp against someone like Tebow who can make plays outside of the pocket and kind of help prepare for maybe some situations they might find themselves in?
I think, in training camp, you're trying to go through and improve every day as a defense and trying to improve on a variety of different things that you might see throughout the season and might have to address at some point during the season, whether it's week one or, all the way at the end of the season. So, obviously, we try to get multiple looks at, different offenses and different things that might come up throughout the season. So, certainly, the better look we can get in practice and with certain situations, hopefully will help us down the road. Training is a good opportunity for us to don't just try to improve on all their individual fundamentals and skills and steps that way during training camp, and we'll continue to do that.
And a lot has been made about C.J. Spiller how effective he can be, but do you still have to focus on, also pay attention to Fred Jackson and perhaps with the, having both of them back there?
I mean, I think, from a personnel standpoint with Buffalo, I think they have tremendous players. Spiller is an extremely difficult player to play against. He has a great combination of quickness and speed and vision and the ability to play, out in space or run the ball. And certainly Fred Jackson is someone that we have, familiarity with as far as his explosive playability and his ability to change a game. So obviously those are two great players that we have to do a phenomenal job against in this game to try to stop, along with the skilled players outside the receiver position, Stevie Johnson, Woods, Graham. I mean, all those guys, just do a great job, with their positions getting open and be explosive players in their offense. So those are certainly guys that we have to do a great job to stop.
Thank you.
Matt, you've got a lot of guys back from last year. Has that helped the process this year going forward through camp and into this game? A lot of familiar faces back there on defense.
I certainly think it's good. When you have some carryover year to year, I think every year is different, and that's how we approach it. But certainly guys that have familiarity with the program and what you're trying to do, hopefully that they have an advantage coming into the next year to start at a higher point and to improve from there. So we're certainly excited about the season getting underway, certainly excited about, you know, going through training camp and improving and, you know, trying to get better as a defensive unit. And that's really what we're trying to do every day, is take a look at the different things that we're doing and seeing if they've gotten better from a fundamental standpoint through to a scheme standpoint. And, you know, it's good to have guys that, you know, are back year after year. I mean, obviously, you know, Vince, Will Fork, and Gerard Mayo, and, you know, Devin McCourty, and just the leadership that we have with those guys, but really with everybody. Everybody that steps out on the field is someone that, you know, is going to set an example for the rest of the defense and hopefully the team to follow. So we're excited to get going.
What about Akeem Tilley, having him for a full training camp? You know, obviously he came in midway through the season last year. Does he seem much more comfortable in his spot right now?
He's very, very happy, you know, with his work and his, you know, his ethics that he comes in. As far as, you know, this guy studies film. He really practices hard. He competes every day. He's a, you know, good example out on the field for those guys that are coming into our program to kind of get in behind and follow along. It's been great to have him, you know, through training camp, like everybody that we have, you know. Obviously, the more you're here, then the more we can get done and improve on. So certainly it was beneficial to, you know, have everybody as long as we can from the spring all the way through.
Matt, what does a healthy Chandler Jones mean to your defense?
Well, I think, you know, just in general, we're you know, trying to go out there and work as a unit. You know, trying to work hard to get better, as is everybody on the defense. So, for him, as I do for all of us, and that's to go out and compete at an extremely high level and try to do the best we can to stop the Bills. So, but we're looking forward.
You talked about C.J. Spiller and the different things with him that makes him unique. What are the things that make Chandler Jones unique?
Again, I think, you know, with Chandler, you know, he's doing a good job of coming out and trying to, you know, to improve his overall playing style and just all assets of the game, as far as, you know, the run game, the pass game, and trying to be a, you know, a better football player every year, and that's what we're looking for. So I think, you know, I think we're just looking for him to improve on the things that he does and hopefully do them a little bit better.
I'm just going to go with one more Chandler Jones here. To a novice like myself, it looks like he's got really unusual length. Would you agree with that?
I mean, I don't think you can argue Chandler is a long guy. He's got long arms, long legs, and you know, hopefully that's something that he can use to his advantage. Like guys that have played before that are long like him, you know, there's a different leverage that comes with that length than maybe a guy with a different size numbers. But, you know, certainly playing with that length the right way can help him.
Thank you. The tight end, Chandler, has created some problems for you guys in the past. Where does he hit, you know, what type of stress does he put on a defense?
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he's obviously a real good player and a key for them in the past, and obviously in, you know, in the future, as far as a guy that can get open in the pass game, does a good job, has a good feel for the pass game, whether it's zone or man, working away from leverage or finding a open spot in the zone, along with obviously just being a big guy in the run game that can, you know, get out there and, you know, get in a good blocking position and really, you know, whether they're trying to get the edge or run the ball inside, you know, does a real effective job there out on the edge. So definitely a challenge for us to do a good job against him and, you know, try to get him in both facets of the game.
Thank you.